Welcome to This Week in Blues History. I'm Sleepy Boy Hawkins, host of Blues Unlimited, the radio show that explores the wonderful world of the blues and its history, heritage, and rich cultural traditions. If you'd been around back when Harry Smith's legendary compilation, The Anthology of American Folk Music, was first released, out of the 84 selections, you might have taken notice in particular of number 81, a simple yet haunting tune by the Memphis Jug Band, recorded this week in 1929.
I thought I heard that kissy when she blows. Oh, I thought I heard that kissy when she blows. Oh, I thought I heard that kissy when she blows. She blow like my woman's on board.
In his notes to the original Folkways issue, Harry Smith simply describes the song as a quartet arrangement of a well-known work song, citing two earlier song anthologies that would seem to place it in that tradition. It's done in a style known as lining out, where the first line is called out by the lead singer, in this case thought to be guitarist Tee Wee Blackman, followed by a response from various members of the group. In between the verses, Will Shade's long drawn out harmonica chords mimic the sound of a train whistle. Over a period of 7 years, the Memphis Jug Band, along with various associates, would be featured on over 100 different titles. By the time their last recordings were made, in 1934, the jug band craze in Memphis had apparently run its course. In retrospect, it's easy to see why Harry Smith chose the K.C. Moan as one of his 84 selections. Its timeless beauty, transcendent throughout the decades. And that's going to do it for this week in blues history. For more great moments like this one, join me, Sleepy Boy Hawkins, each and every week for Blues Unlimited. Available on iTunes and on the web at prx.org.